Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
According to Nyaya philosophy, true knowledge is that which corresponds to the nature of its object. Otherwise, the knowledge is false. To perceive a thing in its true nature is true knowledge. For example, the knowledge of a red rose is true if the rose is actually red. Okay. How can one know if the rose is truly red and not white? How is it possible to prove the validity or falsity of knowledge? Nyaya philosophy says that the validity or invalidity of knowledge depends on its correspondence or non-correspondence to the facts. For example, if one wants to have correct knowledge of sugar, one tastes it. If there is some powdery white crystal in the kitchen, one puts a pinch of it in his mouth, thinking that is sugar. He will not be surprised and disappointed if he finds it is salty and not sweet. He will be surprised and disappointed. But he will have certain knowledge that what he had thought to be sugar is instead salt. True knowledge leads a person to successful practical activity, whereas false knowledge makes one helpless and leads to failure and disappointment. So you can see is there's a basic fundamental of knowledge here, actually. It means what they're speaking has its foundation in truth. The question is this application actually come into truth? Is it, yes. So now their whole point is finding truth. Knowledge means what is the truth. So they're saying that true knowledge is that which corresponds to the nature of the object. Right? So now, on this level, the example is given of the rose, right? So the white rose or the red rose. So if it corresponds, they say it's a red rose, and if it's actually red in color, then you can say that it's rose is red, right? Or like in the kitchen, you see some white powdery substance, you think it's sugar, then, but it might be salt, right? So you have to be very, very, means, so therefore, pratyaksha becomes very important for them, right? That'll be the first thing discussed, because then you can officially say that this is what it matches the facts, right? But now the whole point is what the how to say? So if we're looking at it, that okay, the rose is red, the sugar is sweet, but then if you're looking at that, then you have to actually understand the full nature of something. So that works on that level. If you're gaining of truth is on that level. But now, what is the actual nature of the soul? What is the nature of Godhead? What's the nature of the material world? What's the nature of their relationship? You understand? So that would be the highest understanding of that truth is based on nature, right? On Sanatana Dharma, right? But when you're dealing in the material world, then you have relative truth, right? It is truth in as much as that it matches the original objects that it's reflected from. Right? But the point is if you view it separately, then the truth that is there still doesn't have much meaning. Right? It means you have the original tree on the bank, and let's say it's a mango tree, and you look in the water, you see the reflection, it looks like a mango tree. Right? And so by perception you can see it's a mango tree. Now you go down, the next tree is a jackfruit tree. In the water you see a jackfruit tree. So now that's okay as long as you're seeing the original trees. Then your reflection in the water, you're understanding it as